This is Graham McNeil, and you're listening to Sean Hammer.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain. Time to die.
Well, back again, and here we are with episode 66. Well, let's go ahead and start in my weeks of hobby, and then we'll talk about a little bit of a contest. Then we'll go over today's episode. First of all, what have I been doing? Not a whole hell of a lot. Slowly, this is my third time recording this episode, so this should move pretty smoothly, and you know, I don't know, I'm going to say and stuff like that, like I always do, so. Oh, well. So, third time doing this, playing some HeroClix, of course, getting ready for the Batman Dark Knight Rises HeroClix set. Thinking about buying Super Dungeon Explorer. Probably thinking it proud pretty much today, maybe picking it up. I picked up Puppet Wars, so we'll be going over that in the near future. I'll be going over some my thoughts of it, playstyle, give you a couple links to some YouTube videos that actually show you how to play it if you did buy it. And that is about all I've been doing in hobby-wise. Let's see. Looking at buying that Sheamus box set still so I can finish up my Molly Crew and have Sheamus to go along with it. Picked up Avatar Sheamus. And that's about it. I bought some stuff. I haven't done really much of anything else. Okay, well, that's my weeks in hobby, and so speak. Contest. I have the 25th year anniversary Space Marine model from Games Workshop. In its box, in its entirety, waiting to be given away to a lucky listener of Sean Hammer. Now, it's very easy. All you need to do is you need to go on Facebook and like Cool City Games. Find it, like it. That's all there is to it. After you like it, you go ahead, you send me an email back at seanhammer9@yahoo.com and say, Sean, I liked Cool City Games on Facebook. I'd like to be in the contest. I'll put you aside and randomly draw it probably by, not next episode, but the following episode. I'll draw it live on the air or whatever and just announce the winner. And you can win yourself the 25th anniversary Crimson Fist Space Marine model. Pretty cool. Got my Games Day press passes, so I'll be at Games Day this year. Don't have any idea who's going to be there. And I'm thinking about going to this event in Canada with a whole bunch of Black Library authors. So that's about it for me. So don't forget about the contest. I'll be having another contest coming up, giving away a primed and fully assembled Nakima, as well as a Sheamus non-alternate sculpt. I'll probably paint it and put it on a base from Finished Fabrications. So that is that right there. Don't forget to check out Finished Fabrications. You can link to it on the side of the site. Also Dragon Forge Design and Cool City Games. And let's go ahead and get into this episode of Sean Hammer and what we'll be talking about. First of all, we got the White Dwarf 389. June 2012, Aerial Assault. This is our Summer Flyers promise last year, or at least hinted to from last year, but we got it this year. So let's go ahead and pilfer through the excuse me, White Dwarf, and I'll just give you my opinions and such as we go along. First up, we got the new Night Skies and Doomsize. Pretty cool rules. I don't like the models. Anyway, we got some more Orcs and Goblins. The June releases, we have the Necron vehicle, an Orc bomber kit that can be made in 3 different bombers out of 1 box, so that's pretty cool. And the Necron one, I believe it's 2 different vehicles you can make out of 1 kit. And the new Storm Talon Space Marine vehicle. Now, for the Space Marine vehicle and the Orc vehicle, these are official updates to the existing codexes. The Orc Bomber's official update to the Orc Codex, and the Space Marines, Storm Talon, is official update to the Codex Space Marines on page 66. Unfortunately, that these are updates to the codices, or however you want to say it. And the reason I say unfortunate, I kind of like the Storm Talon. I kind of dig the rules, I like the model. I know, start shaking your heads, but it would have been kind of nice to be able to run a Storm Talon in a Granite Army or Space Wolf Army. I know, pathetic, Sean, but oh well. Vanilla Marines, they don't have a Storm Raven, but they get this pretty cool toy. Unfortunately for myself, I've been throwing up the idea about running Combat Patrol of Imperial Fists. I want to paint yellow, and I don't want to do whole army. But anyway, on to it. We got little schematics of the Storm Talon. What comes in the box set? I think the thing's going to run around $50. And then it shows some nice painted pictures of what you can do with the Orc Bombers. Making a Blitza Bomber, a Daka Jet, or a Burna Bomber. With nice little schematic pictures of that, and, you know, sprue page in the box. Same with the Dune Scythe and Night Scythe, Night, whatchamacallit. Anyway, it shows you what to go and stuff. Next, we have how to paint an Ultramarine Storm Talon. Nice little articles we've been seeing in the last couple of Weight Dwarfs, going through step by step on how to paint it using the new Citadel paints and stuff. And I actually like these articles. I'm gonna be honest with you. They're not that crazy, which I don't think they're like a heavy metal article. So I think a normal person with standard painting skills can actually achieve the same quality on a lot of these pictures, and I do appreciate that. Of course, little article for the how to paint your models. We have a battle report or battle scenario, the battle for Cardrim. And this will be White Scars versus Necrons versus Orcs. Not going to read it. Don't really have too much of a care, even though I do like the White Scars. But I like my White Scars on bikes. They show the army that they pick out for Jog Hayton's Brotherhood. And then they got the Waz Skull Bump anyway. The whole typical layout, what they chose. We got some more grand opening events. And don't forget to look to the skies for the Storm Raven, Valkyrie, and the Dark Elder vehicle. And then we have the Army Project, White Scars versus Orcs. White Scars, showing you how they paint it. Again, with the whole step-by-step painting information. I like it. It's pretty unique how they painted their white for the White Scars on here. So I'm going to definitely keep these articles, maybe pull them apart. If I don't keep the White Dwarfs and put them in a binder. And painting the Daka Jet pilot and the Daka Jet stages. Of course it's red, because red goes fast for the Orcs. And it's got a little article for Assault on Black Reach, which I don't know why they're worrying about it, because 6th edition's right around the corner. We have the little Standard Bearer article. And most importantly, what we have in here, actually, I'm going to finish up with this. We have the Storm Talon Gunship rules, some pictures of it, and it painted in white, like this White Scars, makes it look like a Tau vehicle. It looks pretty cool as white. I'm just putting it out there, and the Daka Jets and stuff. So we're going to skip that, finish up the White Dwarf, and come back to the rules. Okay, we have the whole Armies on Parade. Yeah. My stuff will look good one time if I actually paint it. We got some Warhammer Forge stuff for the Monster Arcanium. Don't know about it so far. Orcs and Goblins, whether revisiting this, I don't know, but little painting guide, as before, how to paint your Orcs and Goblins. To do some just more advertisements, we have Citadel Finecast commercial. We have the Reichsguard Chapter House, little preview for the new Peace Warhammer train, which these are nice. These are pretty cool. I don't own any of them yet. I'd probably start with a cemetery if I get one. Of course, don't forget Games Day is in Chicago, July 28th, because they're reminding us right here. Let's see. Games Day Studio Guests, which I'll be going over that when I go Games Day. I'm going to do a little bit more coverage for Games Day rather than just Black Library authors, but I will do the Black Library authors. And next month, look for the Assault on Fellstorm Airfield. Okay, nothing new next month that looks like it's coming out, but let's go ahead and take a sneak peek at the new units that the Orcs and the Space Marines are going to get. First of all, we got Storm Talon. This is a vehicle fast skimmer with ballistic skill 4 and 11 armor all the way around. This has ceramic plating, just like the Storm Raven, which means no melta bombs will get, or melta weapons will get to extra D6. It's got a Skyhammer missile launcher. It's a range of 60, strength 7, AP 4, heavy 3. Special rules, it's got aerial assault. A Storm Talon gunship that moved at cruising speed in its preceding movement phase can fire all of its weapons. It's got escort craft. If Storm Talon gunship is kept in reserves, it can be assigned to escort any friendly unit in reserves with the following exceptions. A Storm Talon cannot escort a unit arriving by deep strike. One Storm Talon cannot escort another Storm Talon. A maximum of one Storm Talon can escort each unit. If this is done, make the reserve rolls for the Storm Talon. Instead, it arrives at the same time as the unit is escorting within 6 inches. Okay. This thing has supersonic, which it can move flat out 36 inches. And it's got a hover strike. At the start of its movement phase, the Storm Talon... Storm Talon can declare it's making a special hover strike attack this turn. If it does so, it changes its type to skimmer to start a next new movement phase and cannot move, though it can pivot on the spot. However, at artillery, beasts, bikes, cavalry, infantry, monsters, creatures, and vehicles without the skimmer special type, this has a +1 ballistic skill, regardless of the target when performing a hover strike. And the Storm Talon's guns have pinning, special rule. There's a lot to that. This thing is running in at 130 points. Standard layout for war gear is twin-linked assault cannon, twin-linked heavy bolter, and ceramite plating. You can upgrade. You can get rid of the twin-linked heavy bolters. You can upgrade it to twin-linked glass cannons for 20 points, Typhoon missile launcher for 25, or Skyhammer missile launcher for 25 points as well. I don't know which one I do. Problem is, it's taking a fast attack squad section. It's 1 point less than the land speeders. It's not open top like they are. I don't know. And it's got ceramite plating. It's got a little bit more durability. I don't know if I'd actually. I'm probably just Probably the last cannon. So I'm last cannon fiend. So all my sentinels have last cannons on them. So I imagine those would too if I had them in my army. Okay, next up we have the DACA jets. For the burner bomber, all the others, everything else, the burner bomber, blitz bomber, DACA jet. They're all going to have the same rules, and they are aerial assault, Grot Gunner, Supersonic, and Wad Plane. Aerial Assault is just the same as the Space Marine craft. Supersonic's just the same. And the Wad Plane. During the turn which a Wad is called, the model's assault weapons fire twice as many shots as normal. Also with the Grot Gunner, let's see. The Grot Gunner is basically one of the model's weapons fired by the Grot Gunner has the shots of Ballistic Skill 3 rather than Ballistic Skill 2. All three vehicles have Fast Skimmer, Ballistic Skill 2, front, side, and rear armor of 10. The DACA jet can do what's called a strafing run. When shooting artillery, beast bikes, everything above, has a plus one ballistic skill regardless of the target. So that's that there. We have the burner bomber. It's got the burner bomb. It's got strength 5, AB 4, one use only, heavy 1, large blast, ignores cover. It's own little things of special rules it can do. Or a scorching missile. One use only, strength 5, AP 4. It's got all the same special rules as the other one. Then we have the Blitzer Bomber. It's got a boom bomb, which is a one-time use only weapon as well. Same stats as both of the other two, but it's got screaming descent. Basically what happens when you go in and do a screaming attack, you know, like a dive bomb with your Blitzer Bomber, you can go ahead and roll on a chart. And something could happen. It goes from the pilot gets angled just right, the bullet only drops a bomb on the target, but also makes an out-of-sequence shooting attack against the target with super shooters, stuff like that. Let's see. For points, the Docket Jet's 110, the Burner Bomber's 125, and the Blitzer Bomber's 135. There's no... For options, the Blitzer Bomber can only take a red paint job. It's got, let's see, 2-1 link super shooter, big shooter, and 2 boom bombs. The Burner Bomber has 2-1 link big shooter, 2-1 link super shooter, 2 burner bombs, and can take the red paint job and may take up to 6 scorching missiles for 10 points each. And the Docket Jet has 2-1 linked super shooters. It may take an additional twin link super shooter at 10 points, red paint job at 5, upgrade the pilot to fighting ace for 10. Let's see what a fighting ace does. Let's see. Oh, it's ballistic skill 5. One shooting at jet bikes or vehicles with skimmer type is ballistic skill 5. So that's pretty uneventful, except for the two new vehicles for the Space Marines and the Orcs. That's what White Dwarf 389 has installed for everyone. So we're going to take a few minutes, well, couple moments, take a break. I have a Once Upon a Time in Malifaux segment coming up, and we are going to be covering it with Hans, the mercenary sniper. Alright, I'll talk to you soon.
This is Bill.
And this is Jay.
And we're the hosts of the Gamers Lounge,
a podcast about sportsmanship,
miniature wargaming,
the hobby,
and generally anything we want to talk about because we have the microphone.
Yes, we do, Bill.
And you know what they say?
What do they say, Bill?
Any gamer will listen to any idiot with a microphone.
We're the idiots.
You can find us at iTunes.
And at gamerslounge.coder.net.
So come listen to us and enjoy the podcast.
See you guys later.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Julian.
And we're here to tell you about the Ethervox,
a podcast that's mostly Malifaux.
Tune in if you'd like to hear Malifaux hobby news,
original audio stories,
and tactics interviews with players around the world.
You can find us at theethervox.com or on iTunes.
You're thinking all your doubts and fear, and if you look in my eyes in time, you'll find the reason I'm here.
Okay, this month, or this episode, for the Once Upon a Time in Malifaux, we will be covering Hans, the mercenary sniper. So you say, Sean, why Hans, the mercenary sniper? So here it is. For one, open up the first rule book a couple years ago, two years. Open it up, I saw this guy Hans, looked pretty sweet. And it's like, oh, he's got a big ass sniper rifle. Sean likes sniper rifles. I know. You know, it's a good sniper, but it's not a sniper rifle, people. Second of all, the main thing that came to me is just like, this guy incredibly looks like Vash Stampede from the Trigun anime series. So mine is going to look like Vash Stampede from the Trigun animated series. So that's why I picked Hans. Second of all, I'm a little bit of a fluff monster when I'm going to play someone who's not in my crew. Unless it makes sense to me in some one way or another in the story. I usually stay away from other faction models, and I think the outcasts are kind of like that wild card, you know. So, he's outcast. So let's look at Hans. He is a 4-walk, no charge, height 2, willpower 5 model, a 3 casting, 4 defense, and 6 wounds. 8 points. Range 16 with his custom sniper rifle, CB5 with damage 225. For his abilities, he's bulletproof too, so it's going to be hard to shoot this little bastard. He's got goggles. We'll go over that in a minute. Ruthless Sniper Weapon Custom Sniper Rifle. Let's get to the thing. Okay, goggles. Mono ignores enemy, spell, or talent that affects line of sight. This is one of the... A lot of people talk to me and they say, why don't you just run Neo? He's a better sniper than Hans, you know? And he's cheaper. True. But if I'm going to go out of faction for a sniper, I'm just going to go 2 anyway, and I'll probably have Nino and Hans on the board at the same time. No bit of board control with their 16-inch ranges. Now, this model will ignore cover, obscuring, terrain, and interfering model... Oh, wait, actually, go back to goggles. Will ignore any enemy spell or talent that affects line of sight. Now, this is one thing that's nice about Hans that Nino does not have. Because we got these little bastards called Krilligans and the Stitch Togethers. Creepy Fog, height 5, obscuring fall, obscuring for all models, including this model, to start closing phase. It falls under the thing that goggles will say, eat it, bitch. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. Let's see. Okay. He's got sniper. Well, he's ruthless. Sniper, he ignores cover, obscuring terrain, and intervening models when declaring target with range attacks. And that's something that Nino doesn't have. So we're looking at a little bit of comparison of different skill sets. That if you... This guy and Nino together make the ultimate Vindicar assassin for Malifaux. Vindicar assassin is a pretty cool assassin. In 40k. He's got the weapon. It's custom sniper rifle. He may not make strikes with his weapon during activation when he moves. And all strikes with this weapon must target the same model during an activation. Kind of limiting, but really putting... you really want something out of there, you can really focus on it. He's got an all action, though. This model moves up to its walk. It makes one custom sniper rifle strike. The attack receives negative flip to the attack damage values, and the strike does not benefit from the sniper ability. So, you can get him on move, I guess. He's got critical strike with trigger. This is pretty nice because, excuse me, his CB comes with RAM, and his trigger is a RAM. So you're always doing critical damage. So it's just like 4-4, you know, and it's pretty good. He's got headshot. This is the same exact... Same exact as Nino. Matter of fact, they take the same trigger values as well. And basically, when damaging a character with custom sniper rifle, do not damage, kill the defender unless its controller discards 2 cards or 2 soul stones. Models only models with soul stones use soul stone ability, may discard soul stones. Now, it's great. Everyone who plays Nino knows that this is pretty cool. A little bit of card manipulation on your opponents that you can force them to do, or soulstone manipulation. Imagine 2 of them. Pretty nice. 16 inches is pretty decent range attack too, so that's pretty damn nice. Now, everyone says, you know, I run Nino, and it was just like, but these damn Karai models, because, well, they were bitching about me with my Karai models. The spirit, they take cap damage, and you do they do a damage if you do range strike. One thing Hans has, which is pretty nice, because it coincides back into the new rule book, Twisting Fates, just like the gunsmith. He has custom ammunition. This is a zero spell. Casting costs a 10 with a ram. And he does not have a ram already built in. The model immediately receives one of the following effects when making custom sniper rifle strikes until the end of activation. So you can do armor piercing, just for ignore armor, so there you go, constructs, eat it. Explosive. Sniper rifle damage becomes 1, 2, 3 with blasts. So that's pretty cool. I mean, you got the puppets, you got your gremlins, you got your pigs all hoarding together. So it's pretty good. Models that will automatically link together, like the showgirls and their mannequins. We have silver. Damage against undead targets receive a plus flip. Anybody against reserds? Hello. Wooden. Damage flips against neverborn receive a plus as well. So here's the original custom ammunition boy right here. He's got this sexy ass long trench coat, his goggles, ready to be painted bright red with yellow hair. Simple as that. I'm going to modify him. I'll put him online, show everyone what it's about. But that is my Malifaux, well, my once upon a time of in Malifaux figure of this episode. So, I'm going to use him up pretty soon, and I'm going to be doing a live show with a digital recorder, talking to as we play, and I'll probably go through and cut out all my ahs. I might keep my bitching and swearing on there, because I know sometimes that can be entertaining. So I'll go ahead and keep that on there. That's going to be it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed. Up next, I'm probably going to go over some Empire for Fantasy and or Vanilla Space Marines. Let's see, what else do I have? Games Day or courses coming up. Going to do some Malifaux. If you got any ideas, if you're a Malifaux player and you want to hear for Minion, Malifaux Minion of the Month, or episode, go ahead and say, hey Sean, I want to hear what you think about this model. I'll go ahead and give it my little reviews and, you know, I'll do it. Even if I actually did it in a crew and you want to hear it again and you're a little bit, I'll even find some tips and tricks, I guess, to go through with it. Don't forget to check out our sponsors, Cool City Games, Fiendish Fabrications, Mr. Dandy, and Dragon Forge Design. You can link to all of those on the side of the site. Please, please leave me an iTunes review. I need them. Please. I will back again. Please. Give me an iTunes review. Let's see. Do check out the other podcasts out there. When I'm not doing one or playing, which I'm not playing a lot, you know, I listen to podcasts. Simple as that. Let's see. Oh, and I'm going to throw out some, not some shout-outs, I guess, but my games for 2012. Malifaux, Puppet Wars, Hero Clicks, and I just picked up Super Dungeon Explorer. Pretty sweet game so far. I've been watching some YouTube, how to play. Put on my wife and my kids helped me put together the figures last night. Just picked it up. Looks like it's going to be some fun. So, let's see. I'm going to leave you with that. You got any questions or comments, go ahead and send them to me at seanhammer9@yahoo.com. Don't forget about our Space Marine contest. All you got to do is like Cool City Games. Send me an email saying that you did. If you already do like Cool City Games, just let me know that you do already. And I hear from you soon.
This is Graham McNeil, and Fanatics, remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.